Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, the cost of housing the homeless. There's a report that says it might actually be cheaper to put a homeless person in an L.A. condo or a home in L.A. County somewhere rather than building new housing with that bond money. This is the city controller saying this in an audit coming out today. Let's get more live from KNX 1070's John Baird.
With building costs on the rise, L.A. City Controller Ron Galperin is recommending that some homeless housing projects be reviewed to see if somehow their budgets can be cut so they can use less of the city's $1.2 billion homeless housing bond money. He found that more than 1,000 units of housing approved under HHH funds could cost more than $600,000 each. And he noted way back in June that not a single unit has been completed yet, even though voters approved the measure back in 2016. It was supposed to help build 10,000 supportive housing units within 10 years.
Nobody expected that those projects would be done overnight, but at the rate at which the city is going and at the cost of these units, it's going to be very difficult to actually achieve those 10,000 units.
The first two projects are supposed to be finished later in the year. The audit recommends revising projects that have such high costs and instead look at things like shared housing, modular construction, and simplified housing, with savings shifted to fund shelters and bridge housing instead. Reporting live in L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070.
Governor expected to sign off on this rent control bill a little bit later today for statewide rent control in California. Something not without controversy, certainly, and some say it's not for the better. We'll find out more right now from KNX 1070's Craig Fickner.
Yeah, let me try and break it down here for you. If you rent an apartment in a building that is older than 15 years, or you have a home that's owned by, you know, a big-time landlord who's got lots of houses under a corporation, then annual rent increases would be capped at 5% plus local inflation. Now, one group that speaks for landlords says this is really a bad deal for renters, because they say many property owners would be forced to raise rent just to do so to keep a buffer in place for unexpected costs like earthquake retrofits, a new roof, anything that comes with large-scale ownership.
See it time and time again as communities implement rent control measures. Owners just raise rent to the maximum every year consistently. And it does is create animosity with the renters in their building, but they have no choice.
That's Daniel Yulkelson with the Greater LA Apartment Association. Currently, 15 cities in California have a local rent control ordinance. This statewide issue, though, would give it rent control across the entire state. Now, single-family homes would be exempt from rent control unless the property owner has the property owned under a corporation. So there are some nuances, Dick and Vicki, in this particular law for statewide rent control. Back to you.
Some students at Cal State Long Beach are circulating an online petition demanding the university upgrade all of the doors on campus. Here's why. There was a shelter-in-place order because of an online threat recently, and as the students were trying to lock themselves inside their classrooms, they discovered the classroom doors, a lot of them, don't have any locks. And others would only lock from the outside.
Testimony resumes today in the penalty phase of the so-called Hollywood Ripper trial.
Those expected to take the stand today include the husband of one of the women Michael Gargiulo was convicted of murdering. During day one of the penalty phase, the jury heard from the parents of the other woman he was found guilty of murdering, 22-year-old Ashley Ellerin. Her mother said she fell to her knees after her husband told her what had happened back in 2001.
So I'm crawling around on the floor and I happened to look up, and there was my son in the hallway staring, and he ran down the stairs out of the house. It was unreal.
Her husband testified about her primal scream.
I'll never stop hearing that.
One of the prosecutors told the jury that Gargiulo has earned a sentence of death with his life of crime and violence. The defense said with the verdict already rendered, Gargiulo is guaranteed to die in prison. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
Is there another possible scandal at the LA Assessor's Office?
Former Assessor John Nogues is still waiting to be tried on the corruption charges filed against him 7 years ago. Now come new allegations of corruption in the office and beyond. Three assessor's employees are suing the county, claiming connected taxpayers have gotten millions of dollars in illegal property tax breaks and refunds with the help of executives in the office and county council.
If the allegations are true, this is systemic corruption.
Loyola Law Professor and former LA City Ethics Commission President Jessica Levinson.
This is like an octopus where there are tentacles that reach into a number of different departments.
The plaintiffs allege they were pressured to find in favor of connected taxpayers, notwithstanding the law and regulations, and faced retaliation when they refused to do so. County officials declined to comment on the pending litigation. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.